Manuscript Releases, Volume 14, Numbers 1081 to 1135. M.R., Number 1131, Writing on Christ's Life, An Update on Members of the White Household. Written April 24, 1876, from Oakland, California, to Dear Husband. Mary has just been reading to me two articles. One was On the Loaves and Fishes, and Christ Walking on the Water and Stating to His Hearers He Was the Bread of Life, which caused some of His disciples to turn from Him. This takes 50 pages and comprises many subjects. I do think it is the most precious matter I have ever written. Mary is just as enthusiastic over it. She thinks it is of the highest value. I am perfectly satisfied with it. The other article was upon Christ going through the cornfield, plucking the ears of corn, and healing the withered hand, 12 pages. If I can, with Mary's help, get out these subjects of such intense interest, I could say, Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace. These writings are all I can see now. Mary's interest does not decrease at all. She is just as ardent and anxious as I am that this work shall be done now before we leave California. Interesting subjects are continually opening to my mind. These subjects I speak upon, which fastens them in Mary's mind. I believe that the Lord is with us, and His Spirit will impress our hearts. Mary is only just after me. I have not subjects prepared ahead. My heart and mind are in this work, and the Lord will sustain me in doing this work. I believe the Lord will give me health. I have asked Him, and He will answer my prayer. I love the Lord. I love His cause. I love His people. I feel great peace and calmness of mind. There seems to be nothing to confuse and distract my mind, and with so much hard thinking, my mind could not be perplexed with anything without being overtaxed. I have not the least care of anything in the house. Mary White is a good general. Shu is first rate. Shu gets meals now very good with some oversight. We have not had a particle of meat in the house since you left, and long before you left. We have had salmon a few times. It has been rather high. We had green peas today. There are a plenty of strawberries in market. We have had none yet, too high, 25 or 30 cents a box. We had new beets and new potatoes. You need not be concerned in regard to Willie's and Mary's economy. They are just right in these matters. I think they do splendidly. Everything seems to move off smoothly and well. All the house is well taken care of. I generally choose to take care of my own room, for I dare not have a hand touch my writings or run any risk of having them mislaid. The children go to Sister Jones's to read every day. This is a great relief to me. Frank and George are doing well. Frank does not eat butter or sugar, and his face is better. We are as regular as clockwork. We arise at 5. The bell for prayers rings at 6. We have prayers before breakfast. We breakfast 6:15. There is seldom any variation in our time. If my eyes did not ache, I would copy this, but if you will excuse this bad scribbling, I will do better next time. I have written this by twilight and lamplight, after my day's work of writing is done. Mary, Willie, and myself are now seated at the table writing. Mary Chloe is sewing. Frank is gone for the mail. George is in the office. Sister Rice is in her room. Shu has gone to bed. We are getting used to being alone, so that we do not feel lonesome as we did. I have written Adelia Van Horn. No answer yet. Blank has written me a confession of his crimes. He has, in act, broken the 7th commandment more than once. He writes very penitent and humble. Can the Ethiopian change his skin, or the leopard his spots? I have not hope of this poor sinner. His wickedness is dyed in the wool, I think. My mind has been exercised for some days in regard to Frankie Patton. I see no reason why she should not come. She can certainly be a help if she will, but she will not be babied here. We all have to do our part, and she will have to do hers. I dreamed night before last that a number of good families came from the East, clean, noble-looking families. They were unpacking their goods and we were saying, "This is what California needs, the Eastern element introduced here more thoroughly. This will have a saving influence upon California if only those come who have a mind to work and lift when the load moves hard. But those who will be affected with the weak prejudice of California against Eastern men had not better come here. But I think the very best thing for California, according to the dream, is to have more instead of less from the East. I must stop. Good night. Be of good courage, and be just as cheerful and happy as you can. I will do the same. If you fall at your post of duty, engaged in doing your work, we will not murmur. If I fall, it will be well. But I anticipate no such results. Go forward in faith and hope. I will do the same. If God's blessing rests upon us, we can but be happy." Ellen G. White Estate, Washington, D.C., April 11th, 1985. Entire letter.